Hello, this is a podcast by the IET. We team up with inspirational engineers from around the globe who are all working to make the world a better place. Could you be one of them? From missions to Mars to technology exploring the deepest oceans, from nanotechnology to the design of some of the largest structures on Earth, exciting new innovations in engineering are changing and shaping our world in some amazing ways. And here's the thing, whatever your background, whatever your interests, engineering can help you be a part of this change. In this series, we're going undercover to talk to some engineers right at the forefront of some exciting new areas of technology. Ready? Let's take a closer look.
Hello, I'm Becky. Welcome to the podcast. For young people who want a career in engineering, it can feel a little bit daunting. The good news is that there are more opportunities than ever, some which will take you to the furthest corners of the earth, and some that are a lot closer to home. We're going to be checking out some cool events that you can get involved with right now and talking to two engineers who've had very interesting experiences as young people and who now work at the forefront of new technology. The great thing about engineering is you don't have to wait until you've left school to get involved. There are a whole bunch of events for young people, and Lloydie's got the lowdown on a very cool type of event, the hackathon. Over to you, Lloydie.
Yeah, thanks, Becky. Now, if you think of hacking, you might imagine people trying to break into a computer system or something bad, but that's certainly not what you'd be doing at one of these events. A hackathon is an event where a group of like-minded people come together to use technology, computing, and engineering to solve problems and win prizes. Hacking, in this context, just means creative problem solving. Sometimes there's a particular challenge around a theme or problem to solve, others are more freestyle. These events are great fun for all involved. Sometimes they're virtual, other times they're held in schools or other large venues. Participants might work alone or in teams, and there are often prizes for the best ideas. There might be a time deadline, and sometimes those involved will even stay and sleep at the venue or stay up all night to finish their creations. So don't forget your sleeping bag. Hackathons in general are a great way to meet and work with new people, and a great way to try something new. Why not see if there's one near you?
Thanks, Lloydie. So we had a chat with Will Russell. He runs hackathons for schools, and we were interested to find out more about the events and how it all came about.
I work at a company called Majorly Hacking. What they primarily do is help students all across the world in running hackathons and helping people learn new skills and how they can apply those in the real world. For my first hackathon I went to was Hack the Midlands, and it was an interesting hackathon because it allowed under 18s to attend, and a lot of them don't because of the safeguarding. And the year later I joined the organizing team, and I helped a lot with making sure that more under 18s could come along. I got the chance to go speak with some schools and help them bring students to the event, but it still felt pretty limiting because it was only once a year and students can't always get to the event. You know, it's only in Birmingham, but what about students, you know, in more south, more north, etc. So me and my friends kind of got together and started coming up with ideas on how we could effectively support students who are under 18 and get those experiences that we had had, but be able to give it to them while they were still, you know, trying to work out what they like. Typically, they're over a weekend, start on the Saturday to the Sunday, and they start off with an opening ceremony where you have a bunch of sponsors talk about all sorts of free cool stuff. And then after that, you get started about midday. And from that point onwards, you have 24 hours to come up with an idea and build some sort of prototype. People build all sorts of things. Sometimes people already have an idea of what they want to build, but they want to build like a website or a mobile app or a game. Just find a hackathon, like you can find them on the MLH website at mlh.io/events, and just sign up for one. You most likely, you'll have no idea what you're doing for the first one, and you'll come away going, I don't think I really built anything. But that's, you know, you've got to start somewhere. Once you've done a couple of them, it all starts to sort of make sense. And then you're off to the races, you're learning things you didn't even realize that you didn't know.
Another way to turbo boost your future is with a scholarship. These are awarded to young people who are showing particular promise in the field and can provide help in the form of money, opportunities, or mentoring, depending on the scheme. Lloydie's been checking out a very prestigious one. Let's hear more.
Let me introduce you to the Arkwright Engineering Scholarships. The program began in 1991 when a group of head teachers decided that design and technology was not being given the profile a subject deserved to create future high-caliber engineers and technical designers. it was decided to launch a scholarship scheme to encourage and stimulate high ability 15 and 16 year olds to consider engineering and technical design as a career through the study of design and technology. Over the years, the Arkwright Engineering Scholarships Program has widened its focus across the whole spectrum of science, technology, engineering, and maths, or STEM as it's called, to seek out the very best students who are potential future leaders of the engineering profession. The program's named after the famed 18th century engineer Sir Richard Arkwright, who lived 1732 to 1792. He was the inventor of the water frame and the father of the modern factory system. Over 400 scholarships are now awarded every year, and so if you're 15 or 16 and can show you've got a strong interest in STEM subjects, it's definitely worth checking out. Who knows where it may take you?
Amazing. And we actually had the chance to catch up with someone who was a recipient of one of these prestigious scholarships, Ben Ashmore. Now, Ben was able to get his dream job this year at the age of just 18, and he's been telling us more about how this came about, the scholarship, and some of the events he's taken part in that brought him to this point.
It all comes down to my physics teacher, Mr. Thompson. He's really been the driving force for everything I've done. I did an extended project, so I did an automatic ping pong ball turret. But then using that, then gave us an actual project, and then Mr. Thompson was like, oh yeah, well there's this thing that I've heard of called an Arkwright Scholarship. So it's a scholarship for the 2 years of A-levels. You get the recognition of sort of future potential, and you also get a financial reward to fund, so you have the capacity to do further things. When I first thought became engineering, I'd have to say, with the first Lego League, with the IT and things, with what my dad does, my dad is a control engineer. He bought me this Mindstorm kit, and you combine them all to make robots, and you can code it on your laptop, send it, make it do things, anything you can imagine, really. The only reason I ever ended up doing first Lego League was because the teacher who run it at my school didn't believe me that I had this kit at home. So then he was like, no, you don't, bring it in. And I brought it in and stayed for many years. The essence of First Lego League is there's a robot game which you use your Mindstorms for, but there's also a project side, which I was mainly down to the robot game. We design a robot and we have a board of little things we can do with it autonomously. So we design and build this robot and things, and then we go to a competition, and essentially on the day, all the preparations before means that we can click play, and the robot we made will drive off and do a task, like take this little block and put it there, bring it back, and then we score a certain amount of points for that. University as a whole, the sort of getting your degree is really important. As I've come through A-levels and I've been introduced to concepts like degree level apprenticeships, as a very sort of practical person I am, I found I much prefer to learn things by doing them. Sort of implies why I got on so well with Lego and things.
So by taking the plunge and getting involved in all sorts of events and opportunities, Ben's been able to carve out a career, and we wish him the best of luck. Wasn't that inspiring, Lloydie?
Incredible. I suppose that's the thing, though. There are so many events and competitions, there's really no excuse not to get involved.
Why don't you give us a rundown of some of the best?
Let's do it. First up, there's the Faraday competition. Any age can take part, and it can be done from anywhere in the world. It's basically a series of STEM activity days with real-world challenges. Next, if you love F1 racing, this one's for you. Look out for F1 in schools. This one's global and a multidisciplinary challenge in which teams of students aged 9 to 19 deploy CAD/CAM software to collaborate, design, analyze, manufacture, test, and then race miniature compressed air-powered cars. Another great activity is Kids Invent Stuff. It's amazing. They issue a theme and kids go off and invent something on that theme. But here's the cool thing. The winning idea is actually made. You have to check out the YouTube videos. They're absolutely brilliant. Popcorn doorbells, jelly cannons, you name it. It's normally, well, very messy. And who doesn't love Lego? Did you know there's hundreds of first Lego League competitions taking place all over the world? Over 3,700 events, in fact, in 110 countries, with over 750,000 participants. First Lego League guides children aged 4 to 16 through STEM learning and exploration. From discover to explore and then to challenge, students start by understanding the basics of STEM and apply their skills in an exciting competition while building habits of learning, confidence, and teamwork skills along the way. And what do we know about teamwork, Becky?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Exactly. Finally, check out The Big Bang. No, not that one. But if you think you know the next space explorer or climate change hero, or if you have an idea that will transform people's lives, this could be the competition for you.
And you can find the details of all these on the IET website, along with a massive range of other activities, resources and events, such as Explorify and the BBC's terrific scientific and things happening near you. For now, we're out of time, but if you want to find out more about where engineering can take you and how you can be a part of the change in the world, you can get undercover info by going online to theiet.org/undercoverengineers. Join us again soon.